Gary, first of all, the idea behind this hot weather training?
Yeah, I think, one, we can get some really good quality work together as a group, and I think part of it is that camaraderie of being away and working hard for 6 days. The second part of that, the facilities here obviously are fantastic, and what I like as well is the fact that the players can work, you know, on a Premier League quality pitch with great facilities, and yet within a 5 minute walk can be sat around the pool and having really good service in the hotel so they can recover and relax. So I think you get the best of both worlds out here. The one challenge is the heat, obviously, but I think with the heat you get certain adaptations, and with the heat it allows you to work as much as you want on your shape and your tactical work. So it's three or four aims to the camp, and so far it's going really well.
Also, as a bonding thing, it's great, I suppose, isn't it, when you're away in a hotel and by the pool? It's a great bonding place to be.
Well, I think you have two choices. I mean, I looked at one or two resorts in you know, Germany, Holland, Austria, and I think the only downside to those resorts is perhaps you can work a tiny bit harder because the weather's not quite as hot, although I think it's about 40 degrees in Germany at the moment. But, you know, you then tend to get the lads just go to bed and that's it in the afternoons and don't really socialise or don't really stick together. And I like the fact that, you know, you see 20 of them together down by the pool for a couple of hours, and then you'll see 20 of them in the evening just having a Coke or a glass of water or whatever it is. And I quite like that side of it because, like you say, we've got new faces in the group. We've got one or two youngsters in the group. And it's important that the more time they spend together, the better they get to know each other.
And obviously, it's all geared these days, almost scientifically, towards that first day, because that's when they've got a peak.
Absolutely, yeah. And if you think about, I mean, you can look at our training this morning. We've trained for about an hour and 45 minutes, and 45 minutes of it was physical. You know, it was preparation, it was the movement patterns, it was the agility work. This afternoon will be purely physical, you know, probably for about an hour. So like you say, part of it is the football side, of course, but part of it is also preparing them, preparing their bodies for that rigorous season in the Championship, which we know, 46 games plus cup games if you do well. And we've got to be ready for that. You know, we're going to have a tighter squad, so we have to be physically better. We have to be, you know, fitter, stronger, quicker, whatever you want to call it.
Looking at you as well, you're one of these managers who are very much hands-on when it comes to coaching.
Yeah, I've always been like that. I mean, I spent 10 years building my sort of knowledge as a coach, and I don't think you can just suddenly... I mean, at times, you know, the phone will go and you're busy, and maybe occasionally it's easy to say, you know what, someone else take the session and I'll do my little bits, but I've got the rest of the day to do that. So when we're on the training field, we work with them, you know, so we've split up again today, three different units. I work with the back four and the keeper, and we just start to get some principles in. And that's how I work. Kev's a great coach. Saying he's great at his little bits as well. So between us, we're all getting plenty of work, but I do like to get my coaching done as well. You know, I don't think you can completely switch off from that.
And watching you, your methods is pretty... Nobody's left in any doubt, are they, as to what you expect? I mean, you know what I'm saying? You make it very, very clear what you expect, and if they don't, you tell them what you expect.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, and I think we've got to be that way. You know, I want to encourage the players to express themselves in forward areas, but as a defensive structure, you know, we have to know what we're doing, and we have to be quite strict on that, you know. And I think this season... You look at last season, okay, yes, it was great, but we've got to be better. We've got to be better this year. You know, we can't assume that we're going to do the same. So we've got to work even harder to be better prepared. And that's as a defensive unit, as an attacking unit. So this is the work we do now, you know, and that's a massive part of it. We've still got 4 or 5 weeks till the season starts, but, you know, bit by bit, we're trying to instill as much as we can.
A lot of people were unhappy to see Darren go, Darren Randolph, but an amazing coup to get a keeper of the quality of Thomas Cusack in.
Yeah, I think with Adam and Thomas, I think we've got two fantastic goalkeepers and Nick pushing them all the way. And I think that was the aim, really. And like you say, Adam's a player we know very well, so I know a lot about his character. I know about what I think he's capable of doing, which perhaps he hasn't had the opportunity to show maybe for a season. And I think in Thomas it's probably slightly more obvious, in as much as you see his Premier League quality. You can hear his presence. And I think that's a big thing for me. You know, Darren... As great a goalkeeper he was a little bit quiet at times and perhaps didn't command his box as much as he could. And I just wanted that vocal presence at the back to organise, and I think hopefully Thomas will give us that.
Other signings, of course, I'm reading the reading all the social media stuff, and you're going to sign some big spending high wager.
Wow. I hope so.
But it is interesting that people realise, of course, you know, the sort of budget you have to work within.
I think we've just got to be realistic. Yes. I think what I'm trying to do is stretch those boundaries in terms of, you know, rather than bring 7 or 8 on a certain budget, can we bring 4 or 5 in on a bigger budget, you know, and therefore try to get better players and try to get players that will improve us, because I think that's the point that we're at. We need to improve. I think we'll do that. I think the problem with those players is it takes time, as we know, because there's lots of players. Sometimes you have to be patient. Sometimes you have to just wait for the right moment. And I think, you know, if you look at it, by the time we get back from Spain, the games start then. So I think that's the moment then you really start to ramp it up and see if you can nail one or two of these signings.
Could Tesha still be one of those? Because I know a lot of the fans were very impressed with him, as we all were.
I still think there's an opportunity for that. Obviously, you know, I don't really want to discuss what goes on club to club, but of course he's one of our targets, and I haven't completely ruled it out, but of course he's Forest player, and you know, those talks will be ongoing. But there's also 2 or 3 other very, very good players out there. You know, I'm quite excited about the prospect of some of the names we've spoke to and some of the names we're trying to clinch those deals.
Just finally, you're going to go into this, you've got your own pre-season, and that's important for a manager, is it? Because you go into it now, not Gary Rowett managing anybody else's team, but managing your team. This is you.
Yeah, well, you start to build that, don't you? The more players that you bring in, the more you build your own philosophy with those players. And I think sometimes it's obvious, isn't it, that the players you bring in, perhaps those players have a different view occasionally to the ones that are still here and perhaps haven't played as much. But I have to say, all the players have been great. You know, as far as I'm concerned, as soon as I come in, then, you know, they're all my players, and I've got to work as much with all of them. And there's some this season, I think they've got an opportunity to impress in pre-season and could change my mind and could force their way into the team, you know. So, you know, I'm looking forward to that.